In Weld County, Greeley Water has been diligently working to restore areas along the Poudre River northwest of Fort Collins that were stripped of vegetation by the High Park Fire.
This winter, we are doing a reevaluation of the areas to make sure that the mitigation we do in the spring will be targeted towards the most critical areas to stabilize.
John Monson is director of Greeley Water. He says the city's water supply is safe, thanks in part to quick action.
We had hundreds of acres of straw dropped, and those areas are going to be much more stable in the spring than they would have been if we hadn't done that.
However, only half of the recommended mitigation has been completed. Larimer County has also been dealing with watershed issues, primarily the threat of flash flooding and mudslides. Suzanne Bassinger is the county's recovery manager.
All the vegetation's gone, so when the rainfall hits the ground, it's like hitting a parking lot.
Bassinger says with little ground cover growth since the High Park Fire, significant runoff flows up to six times what was seen before the blaze could occur.
That puts potentially homes and infrastructure, meaning the road system, at risk of flood flows that we never saw before and was we didn't design for. So we could have homes located in flooding areas that we hadn't identified.
Both Bassinger and Monson with Greeley Water say the federal funding would have played a significant role in helping the restoration efforts and mitigate additional watershed damage.
We know that 300,000 people in northern Colorado will see their drinking water impacted by the damage done to the watershed as a result of the High Park Fire.
Fourth District Republican Congressman Cory Gardner, along with four others from the Colorado delegation, supported including the funding in the hurricane relief bill, which still has a chance of being included in the Senate.
It's highly possible, though, that you could see them do something and then it would go to conference committee or come back here. So we could still be pushing for this over here through a Senate measure if we can get that done.
Earlier this week, Senator Michael Bennett urged the House to include the funding during a stop to the Bellevue Water Treatment Plant at the mouth of Poudre Canyon. Now that it's been left out, Bennett has another opportunity to bring it back up in the Senate. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.